Of course, one of the phenomenal marketing achievements of the album is that they were able to split off 7 different singles from one album. People didn't think it could be done.
Pushing the record company for the biggest budgets, Michael sees the growing market for pop videos to promote his singles.
Getting the actual gangs, the Crips and the Bloods, to play opposite each other, it was Michael's original idea. And at one point, Crips and the Bloods, and they were starting to get a little restless. There were some punches thrown, and the cops wanted to close us down. I said to myself, you know what? Let's go for the dance. Because there's something about dance that sort of unites people and it's good. Let's go for the dance. And when they started dancing, I mean, that's history. The beauty of the choreography that Michael Peters brought, the incredible ability of Michael Jackson to dance. It was really one of those times when you just looked around and say, I've got it nailed.
Is when MTV launches.
Hey, so how come you know so much about MTV?
Because I haven't turned it off for 18,240 hours. MTV Music Television. It never stops.
MTV said, we're a modern rock outlet, and we don't play dance music, and we're not going to play the Michael Jackson video.
Beat It was a calculated move to appeal to the rock-loving MTV audience, so guitar legend Eddie Van Halen was recruited.
I would say that it was a deliberate move to get Eddie Van Halen to play on the track.
When he pulled out Eddie Van Halen, and that was pretty cool. You can take one extreme kind of music and mix it with something else, and it was just a perfect combination.
Billie Jean didn't make it to MTV's playlist. Beat It looked like it was going the same way, but the controversy over MTV's music policy was mounting.
They say it wasn't racism, they said it was about, you know, it was about rock, rockism.
MTV did not have black people on it. MTV came out of Chicago, and it was about rock and roll. Rock and roll equals white.
MTV strenuously denied any suggestions of racism. They would also reject the rumors that they faced commercial pressure from Michael's record company.
CBS Records said, I will pull all my other artists, all my other videos, if you won't play the Michael Jackson video.
I do know that after a lot of pushing and shoving and pressuring, it did get on, and it performed like gangbusters.
It paved the way for many, many black artists to finally be played on MTV. So yeah, it was a big deal.
Ironically, once on MTV, Michael brought the network its biggest ever audiences,